Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. Special edition. Fire, fire, fire at Disneyland. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The flames up the side of a creature in a display called Fantasmic. What happened, and who is Murphy?
Good evening, John. Murphy is the nickname given to this 45-foot-tall prop dragon out there on the Tom Sawyer's Island that comes to life every night as part of Fantasmic, which is a big fireworks and light show display out there. It draws thousands and thousands of visitors. Very, very popular. Well, this dragon prop got the nickname Murphy because apparently it's had a number of problems with it before. And so people nicknamed it Murphy out of Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong with this dragon, it will. And well, last night it got really bad and it caught on fire. So in front of thousands of visitors there, lined up the railings and stacked up in, you know, rows along the road there in New Orleans Square, which faces it. Murphy went up in flames. And at first people thought, wow, that's a really interesting change to what we know about the show. And then they realized, no, this is a full on fire. So the Disney Parks people not only had to make sure to evacuate Tom Sawyer's Island, but they had to evacuate that surrounding area. And they're very good about it. I watched them do it last night via video. And it was very, very well done. No panic or anything. But this dragon in some of the surrounding area really, you know, caught fire, burned very hot, very bright for a long time. People in other parts of the park were really mystified. They thought, that's not like the show we've seen before. What's that about? But the Anaheim Fire Department came. They took care of the blaze. And now this has resulted in similar fire displays or, you know, or machines using fire throughout Disney's parks and in the U.S. as well as overseas. To be shut down until they can find out through an investigation what's happened.
So the fire in Disneyland in California has led to a worldwide shutdown of all exhibits like Murphy. Displayed. I mean, Murphy was supposed to be electric lights, fireworks. What does Murphy look like when he's not when he's not self-immolating?
Well, he does light up. You know, he breathes fire. There's a fire component because he's a fire breathing dragon. So somewhere along the line, perhaps a line snapped or, you know, some wires crossed and that ignited a different line. But that's why there was fire there. It wasn't that it was a wooden structure that just happened to get too hot and catch fire. This is actually something that uses gases and fire to operate. So they're going to find out. They'll get to the bottom of it. And I'm sure he'll be replaced, or they'll write a new part of the show with something that doesn't have fire.
Now, just a coincidence, I'm presuming, that this is on the eve of layoffs. How big are the layoffs, and do you think Murphy's going to be laid off?
Well, I think Murphy's self-terminated, so I don't think there's a worry about what's going to happen to him. But through the rest of the Disney Corporation, it looks like, you know, before the beginning of the summer here, we're going to have 7,000 job cuts, which is huge. Now, it's for the entertainment division, but that's not quite clear as to who falls under that umbrella for the entertainment division. Are we talking about people who are in the entertainment section of the parks, or are we talking about people who work elsewhere, who are Imagineers or such? We don't know, but that is a huge number. I think it constitutes about 15% of the entire Disney workforce.
Now, you were Yodeler Bliss, you were Engineer Bliss, you were Deckhand Bliss. Is that entertainment division, and all three of your guises would be laid off tomorrow if you were still there?
We weren't entertainment division at the time, and I don't believe they've been moved into that division. But if you saw groups that put on shows like on the different stages or parades, those people were all under the entertainment umbrella. But we also knew there were people that were at other parks or at the headquarters in Burbank that were under that group. And so it constituted a number of things. You know, Disney is more than just theme parks. Of course, it's got its film and animation. It also did things at the time like you know, ice skating shows that had that going on. Hey, even at one time, Disney owned a hockey team. So Disney Entertainment or related entertainment groups have been a part of the company, you know, here and there. But I'm guessing this has a lot more to do with the live presentation shows like parades and, you know, performances, live stage performances.
Bob Iger's back as head of Disney, replacing his replacement. And I remember them talking about this replacement having to do with the streaming division or the online division. Nothing about entertainment. Do you remember them complaining about entertainment division, Jeff?
No, there wasn't any complaint about the entertainment division. And like I said, I don't know exactly what's all fitting under it now, but their biggest thing was they were having their, you know, their hats handed to them over what was happening in streaming, over pricing, over content. And then there was the feeling that Disney had slipped away from its brand, that it had turned its back on what people thought of as Disney. And so you saw a lot of families starting to forsake Disney, saying, look, you're not producing the family fare that we've become used to all these years. So we're going to take our business elsewhere. And that caused a big hit for Disney.
There are other problems in the Disney world. These are digital. Where's that, Jeff?
Well, at the Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California, they had a major computer problem this week. And what it ended up doing, this computer system crash, it closed Disneyland and its adjoining Disney California Adventure Park for quite some time. And so you had thousands of visitors unable to enter the front gates or use many of the technology-dependent features there at the theme parks. And while they say, oh, it was only about a half hour or so, some people felt that sting for quite a bit longer. You know, the gates may have only been closed that long, but to get that number of people back in the park or, you know, being able to park hop between the two parks was very difficult, caused quite a bit of consternation and a lot of people wondering what the heck's going on over there. So you have that. And then a couple days later, you have the fire there and it's got a lot of people scratching their heads. And now you have the problem with the layoffs.
Yes, the layoffs. And we've been talking California. Now we go to Florida. I cannot summarize what's going on in Florida. The governor, the very popular Ron DeSantis, who is said to be considering a presidential run, is now in a dispute with Disney, the company, Walt Disney, the company, over the governance of the land where Disney World, that Disney World occupies. I can't tell you where the dispute is. Something to do with King Charles. It's all very strange. However, it seems to turn on what are called the culture wars. In other words, politics. Jeff, what is Disney doing mixed up in politics? Right or wrong, virtuous or lost their way? Why are they in politics to begin with?
Well, they're in politics because, you know, they've got a presence, they've got money, and they've got a lot of people within Disney, as well as shareholders outside of Disney, so to speak, who have certain political views, social political views, and want to see their company, you know, exercise it. And they thought that they could use their weight in Florida to put pressure on the politicians there to begin with. And so there was a reaction like there is in most things, you know, an equal and opposite reaction, except, you know, DeSantis, who was strengthened by his reelection, and the other people in Florida who came to power with him or held on to power decided, you know what, we're not going to take that again, and we're going to exert pressure on our own. Of course, now they see it as a very, very good target for, you know, an election. They see a lot of votes there. They see a lot of money. So that's certainly driving a lot of things. But it was a misstep, certainly, by Disney. And you see that with some replacement of different people, with more attention being put on, you know, who's running the brand now. They brought in a new brand officer. And just kind of this now ongoing battle between DeSantis and Disney over, you know, the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which is Disney has its own government within Florida. And they decided that's not going to work for us anymore. You don't get to be an independent state. And on top of that, exert influence on us. So he's like, you know what? You're going to pay taxes like the rest of us. You're going to be responsible to the state constitution and the other voters throughout the state. And so there's a lot of button heads over that.
It's just not good business to get mixed up in politics. This is Bambi, right, Jeff? This is Beauty and the Beast. This isn't about politics in the 21st century, which is confusing to everyone. I wonder if it's also Florida and California. Could there be more diverse state governments than those two, Jeff?
And it is interesting. You're right. I mean, you have two states with, you know, for lack of better terms, charismatic governors. At least they're charismatic to their people that have elected them. Florida is a very strong Republican state. California is basically a one-party Democrat state. There's hardly any Republicans in the state capitol. And both of the governors look like they're up for a run for president, if not now, then in the future. So there's a lot of jockeying that goes on. You had Governor Newsom from California go to Florida and lecture DeSantis and his cronies about the way they run things. And you've had DeSantis turn around, come to California, speak at the Reagan Library and say, look, you know, everybody that's leaving California, you know, they're coming to Florida or Texas. They're not immigrating back to California. So, you know, it's going to be a battle that goes on for, I'm sure, a few years.
We celebrate the contest between the two young governors of the two popular states. One puzzle about California, Marin County. We've not talked about it much, but I believe it's the home base of Governor Newsom. I think that's true at one point before he moved to Sacramento. Marin County, I associate with, let's put it this way, creativity. Yeah, that's it. Creative culture. Marin County was a wonderful paradise back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I believe it's still extremely prosperous. However, you send me a picture of a two-mile-long caravan, but it's not moving. What is that, Jeff?
This is essentially a homeless encampment. These people have been, in some cases, have been there for several years along this two-mile stretch of a somewhat rural road there in Marin. Marin is the county that's just across the Golden Gate there on the north side, very well-to-do. But there are some areas where, you know, you have people that work in the hotels and other service places that don't make quite as much. And it's got some stretches of rural road where they said, hey, look, we'll just camp out here. Nobody will bother us. We won't bother them. But there comes a time, a tipping point, where they're saying, well, wait, there are too many people here. Things aren't changing. They're parking here for free. So the Department of Fish and Game, which has jurisdiction over that area, said, okay, folks, you got a few days now and you got to take a hike. So you have hundreds of people there, at least, maybe more, saying, we don't know where we're going to go. I'm sure they're going to find other places in the Bay Area, but there is concern about where do you put that group of people right away? And, you know, how many of those RVs can still move, actually?
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, a special edition, Murphy on Fire. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Bravo, Mr. Bliss. Bravo, bravo.
Murphy sends his regards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.